When was the last time you had a productive argument? For most of us, disagreements feel like problems to avoid rather than opportunities to embrace. But what if our cultural inability to disagree productively is actually making us more anxious, divided, and stuck? Drawing from his experience managing difficult conversations at Twitter, Amazon, and Slack, Buster Benson offers a radical perspective. Arguments aren't weeds to eliminate, but potential flowers that might produce sweet berries if properly cultivated. As anxiety disorders affect 1 in 5 American adults and societal divisions deepen, learning to disagree well isn't just nice, it's necessary. Harvard, Stanford, and Columbia Business School now require this approach in conflict resolution courses because it offers something desperately needed, a path to disagree without disconnecting. That spark of discomfort when someone contradicts you reveals what you truly value. Anxiety signals when something important feels threatened by reality not matching our expectations. Unexamined, these sparks dictate our responses, causing us to misread situations and try forcing the world to conform rather than updating our beliefs. Even trivial disagreements demonstrate this pattern. A simple question about water going bad has triggered decade-long arguments between friends. This cognitive dissonance creates tension we feel motivated to resolve. The crucial insight: rational people often focus on truth-based arguments when conflicts actually concern meaning, values, or purpose. When facing opposing viewpoints, our internal voices represent default reactions inherited from parents, culture, and experience. These automatic responses come from Kahneman's System 1, our fast, instinctive thinking that makes quick judgments to reduce anxiety. With practice, we can treat these voices as suggestions rather than commands. The voice of power resolves disagreements by forcefully shutting them down. While offering an evolutionary advantage by ending conflicts decisively, it requires constant battles to maintain dominance. The voice of reason uses logic and appeals to authority, operating through institutions built on power foundations. It works best within groups sharing the same cultural norms. The voice of avoidance addresses conflict by refusing to participate. 85% of employees admit there are issues people are afraid to raise at work. This merely postpones problems rather than solving them. The voice of possibility offers a different approach by seeking to make conflict productive, seeing weeds not as pests, but as potential flowers that might produce sweet berries. Despite identifying over 200 cognitive biases, we can't simply eliminate them. They're fundamental to how we think and necessary for functioning in an overwhelming world. These aren't bugs, but essential shortcuts stemming from 3 challenges: too much information, insufficient meaning, and limited resources. Information overload shapes our attention through 5 strategies: using context for relevance, accepting easily recalled information, amplifying unusual elements that might signal threats, noticing new things, and seeking useful takeaways. Pattern matching transforms scattered data into meaningful stories, though this creates illusions as we fill gaps with assumptions. With limited resources, we use biases for quick decisions. Amazon's bias for action principle suggests decisions should be made with just 70% of desired information. Rather than trying to eliminate bias, embrace discomfort as essential for growth. Robin DiAngelo's work shows how claiming to be colorblind actually reinforces bias. We can't escape bias, but we can learn to recognize it by acknowledging blindness exists, observing when defenses trigger, repairing damage from blind spots, and normalizing challenges to our perspectives. Disagreements worsen when we stop speaking from our own perspective and speculate about others. Our biases lead us to fill gaps with stereotypes and project our internal states, then forget which parts came from reality versus our fabrications. When speaking from our own heart, we reveal truths that cannot be contested. We are the primary source for our own experience. Instead of speaking for others or speculating about groups, share your own motivations and ask questions about theirs. Surprising answers carry the most information. While biases help us avoid decision paralysis, great questions balance quick answers with optimal solutions. Real-life disagreements offer incredible potential. We can move beyond yes or no questions to invite detailed stories from others. Open-ended questions like, "What experiences led to your beliefs?" create space for surprising answers and make people feel heard. When surveying ghost beliefs, the author found a near-even split between believers and skeptics. Rather than debating whether ghosts are real, more meaningful conversations emerged by exploring people's relationship to mystery, sensitivity to nature, and unexplainable experiences. Disagreement produces four fruits: security, growth, connection, and enjoyment. Fixating solely on security weaponizes information. We must reorient conversations toward all four fruits together. When stuck in frustrating arguments, transform the conversation with questions like, "What formative events brought you to this belief? What's at stake? What's complicated about your position? And what would have to be true for you to change your mind?" Disagreements become productive when we seek out the wisest representatives of opposing views rather than nitpicking the weakest opponents. Our cognitive biases make us better at finding flaws in others' arguments than our own, a quirk we can leverage for mutual benefit. The gun control debate illustrates this challenge. People fundamentally misunderstand those who disagree with them, with studies showing political partisans vastly overestimating demographic characteristics of the opposing party. When traditional debate formats failed, the author hosted a potluck dinner. 15 diverse guests brought both food and personal gun experiences. The shared meal created an inclusive atmosphere where different perspectives could be exchanged naturally. After reviewing statistics, one participant suggested reframing the goal to reduce the total number of homicides and suicides across the board, regardless of how they happened. This shift enabled everyone to consider the problem differently. The potluck format created a sense of community and good faith that traditional debates couldn't achieve. Though they didn't solve gun violence, they gained wisdom by allowing their black and white positions to evolve into a spectrum of gray possibilities. When we accept reality and participate in it, three superpowers emerge. Disagreements become opportunities, we recognize how few true disagreements exist, and we willingly enter difficult conversations that once intimidated us. If a disagreement is an unacceptable difference between two perspectives, what happens when differences become acceptable or exciting? The exchange transforms into dialogue that improves perspectives. Political polarization isn't a disagreement itself, but cultural debt from unproductive disagreements running on overdrive. Systemic problems like racism, climate change, and healthcare persist because disagreements remain stuck in unproductive states. Imagine building sustainability proposals rather than arguing whether climate change is real. Extending quality of life to everyone instead of debating if immigrants deserve entry. The voice of possibility helps us see obstacles as our next challenge, our call to adventure. Our greatest threat isn't some new disease, but our inability to properly face everyday problems. We must prioritize productive disagreements above fighting for any position, leading by example rather than passing blame. The goal isn't emerging unscathed from disagreements, but engaging with them and becoming transformed.